Thank you, Emma. Good afternoon.
So that train on the... you can hear people actually having a giggle while they're recording it with the doors open, but not exactly your ideal situation, is it? The Transport Minister and Deputy Premier is Jackie Trad. Jackie Trad, what happened on this train?
Good afternoon, Emma, and good afternoon to all your listeners. In terms of what happened on this particular train, we will conduct a full investigation. As you heard from Robert Dow, it does appear to be a technical or a mechanical failure here, but we want to get to the bottom of it. But I do want to reassure your listeners that the train has been taken out of service pending the investigation. And one of the things we also do in terms of our fleet is every 12 weeks we conduct maintenance assessments and upgrades where necessary on these trains. And the doors, which normally have a fail-safe system, that's checked every 12 weeks. So we want to get to the bottom of it, and the investigation will also include what happened in terms of the train crew practices as well.
Because should they have gone on with the journey, with the doors open like that?
Well, procedurally, no, but let's let the investigators get to the bottom of it and provide the public with a full report.
Okay. Well, Jackie Trad, this business case that's been released today on Cross River Rail, why release it now?
I gave a direction to the government's independent infrastructure advisor, Building Queensland, to prepare a public business case for release, and I did that after we made the decision in June this year to fully fund Cross River Rail, because the federal government wasn't coming to the party in terms of providing any sort of investment in this project. And we know that $5.4 billion is a lot in terms of an infrastructure project, but it is a critical and important infrastructure project for one of the fastest growing regions in Australia.
And so have you sent the business case to the feds yet?
Oh, look, the federal government has had the 1,200-page business case for over a year. Infrastructure Australia has had the business case for more than a year now. It's had supplementary information. We've had countless meetings with Infrastructure Australia and the responsible federal department. I've sat down with the responsible federal ministers. We have exhausted all of the channels of communication and supplied so much information, Emma. It's ridiculous. So that's why we were very frustrated by Infrastructure Australia's assessment of the business case.
Okay.
But regardless, we made the investment decision. It's a big investment decision, and we think that the people of Queensland should be able to have a view, have a look and an assessment of why we made that decision, and the business case stacks up.
And $5.4 billion, yes, a lot of money. Is it going to cost any more? Because it's such a big project. Are you ready for blowouts?
Oh, I think that it's pretty premature to be talking about blowouts. This has been subject to a whole range of independent assurances and independent peer reviews in terms of our costings, in terms of the benefit-to-cost ratio, in terms of the service modelling. It's all been subject to rigorous independent peer review, Emma, because we don't want to make such a big investment without having very good, rigorous checks and balances in terms of the assessment of the project. And we promised that to the people of Queensland after the LNP blew so much money on No. 1 William Street. We promised to improve the rigour, improve the analysis and the assessment of important infrastructure projects to our state.
Okay. Now,